Welcome to the Advisor Arena Podcast with your hosts Jamie Malm and Josh Watson. This show is designed to share ideas and help you gain insight from some of your most successful peers. We will discuss industry news, hot topics, and challenges you may face, as well as give you some possible solutions. Thanks for joining us today. Let's get started.
Welcome, everybody. It's another episode of the Advisor Arena Podcast. I'm your host, Jamie Malm, as always, here with Josh Watson. Hi, Josh.
Hello. Great to be back for another week.
Isn't it? I know. It's February, so Valentine's Day. So our topic is timely. We today are talking about something that has nothing to do with market performance, but everything to do with why clients stay with you for life. This is all about the emotional, family, kind of real life side of money. And it's timely because, of course, February is the month of love. And this topic is all about protecting the people we love.
Yes, it's one of those topics that really separates just an investment manager from a true advisor, right? It helps create advocates out of your existing clients. So it is important.
It's also something that I think most advisors don't talk about, which is why it's such an easy way to differentiate yourself. Think about your ongoing relationship with clients and likely after a while, how centered they get around market performance. Well, that's not differentiating you really from anybody. So here's the reality. Most of your clients probably have all these things that they're worried about. They've never really said them out loud. They don't know where to start even having these tough conversations, maybe even with their own spouses, but definitely they don't know how to have these conversations with their grown children.
They're difficult and they're thinking, what happens if I get sick? You know, will my kids fight about how we left things? You know, does my spouse even know where everything is? Am I leaving a mess for them to deal with? So lots of anxiety and questions.
Yeah, think about the burden that that's creating on them. And instead of dealing with it, they just avoid the confrontation, which is human nature. That's what most of us do. That sounds like a really tough thing to bring up. I don't even know where I'd start. So we just avoid it.
Yeah. And it's really uncomfortable. Well, you know, if you've never done it, it can be emotional. It's a heavy conversation to have.
Yeah. Not something that just to, hey, you know what? I was thinking when I die. And so then they just, lay in bed at night and worry about those things and just hope it works out. And we know hope is not a plan. So what we're talking about today is how you as an advisor can help them navigate this. And we all know this. We've all heard this first important point, but we know that most assets are lost after the first generational transfer. That's not new news, but it's still something that is true and something that is a challenge for advisors to deal with. You do incredible work for people for 15, 20, 30 years. Those clients pass away. The kids don't really know you. You know, maybe they haven't ever really taken the step to establish a relationship. They end up moving the money. And all that work then that you had done for all those years, that's out the door.
Yeah. And what's crazy, it's not because the advisor did a bad job. You know, in a lot of cases, they do a fantastic job. It's just that they were invisible to the family.
Yeah. These meetings can help change that. So if you start thinking about how to help families navigate these tough conversations, kids are going to be involved. Your clients are going to introduce you as the quarterback. Clients now feel like you're the trusted guide. The kids start viewing you as that trusted guide, and everybody sees you as the person who's helping them think through these hard things and then plan accordingly for what they want to see happen.
Right. And we always talk a lot about legacy of love, and it sounds like a fluffy theme, but it's actually very strategic for our advisors.
Yeah, you've probably heard us use that term a lot, but legacy isn't just about money. You know, there's the financial legacy you leave behind, but for most people, what's much more important than the financial part of it is the clarity, the confidence, the peace. It's leaving your family in a better spot with clarity around what you wanted that family picture to look like instead of confusion.
Right. It's really saying, I love you enough to make this easier when I'm gone. I've thought this through. And so, you know, what do you want your family picture to look like after you're gone? That's important. You know, are kids still gathered together at holidays, or did conflict happen because we didn't plan like we should have and we just left it to chance? And it happens all the time.
You probably, if you've spent, people listening, if you spend any time with Chuck, you've heard him ask that question. That is a question. What do you want your family picture to look like when you're gone? Are people still sitting around the dinner table? Are they together at Thanksgiving? Are they together at Christmases? Or are your kids now celebrating separately because of the conflict that was created when you passed away, that families are no longer together anymore? And nobody wants that. So how do we help families navigate these tough conversations? First, I think it's important to define what would be considered a tough conversation, something that they're not talking about, but probably should be. One would be, if I'm unable to make decisions, who's going to make them and why? Something as simple as why you chose one kid to step in one area versus another. Sometimes it's just logistics, right? Sometimes it's just, here's the kid that's closest. And so it's easiest. But if we don't communicate that, that's how feelings get hurt. What happens if I need care? Where am I going to go? How is it going to be paid for? Who's going to make that decision? Where are the documents that I've put into place? Are kids digging through piles of paperwork in your home? Or do they know easily where to find wills, trusts, power of attorney documents, medical directives? Having conversations about why you split the estate the way you did. And when I say estate, people think, oh, that's, you know, for really wealthy people. But we all are going to leave something. You may have seen the legacy of love that we've showcased as an example the last couple of years. But the power behind that is a video giving reasons why you are leaving things the way you are. Sometimes just that reasoning avoids the conflict.
Right. And, you know, some other really tough things to consider is, as an advisor, is, let's say you suspect one of your clients is being taken advantage of, you know, who are you supposed to reach out to in the family, you know, with those concerns? What if you start seeing, you know, your clients ask for large withdrawals that's just kind of out of the ordinary? So having a trusted contact from that family and having that conversation up front really allows for you to plan for when those things happen, and the family is going to be very appreciative.
It's such a scary thing in the world that we live in now. You know, you can see on the news, or if you're on social media, there'll be stories like this that pop up all the time of people being taken advantage of. And you think, gosh, how does that happen? You know, how do people end up sending all of this money overseas? But scammers are getting better and better, and they're disguising themselves and they're preying on the loneliness of older people. We just had an example of this with an advisor that we've worked with for years, and he knew this client of mine is being taken advantage of. They were requesting huge sums of money to be sent to somebody that they were dating overseas, because they had to get money. I can't remember the exact story, but it was like, we've got to pay so much money to get her inheritance from her deceased spouse out of the safe deposit box. And, you know, it just doesn't make any sense. And so the advisor said, I don't know what to do here. We don't have anybody else to call. He's a widower. We don't have a trusted contact on form or contacted form on file, like you just talked about. So setting those things up front to say, if you start doing things that I suspect are not right, who do you want me to call? When people are still, when they have the capacity, they're in their right minds, they can say, yeah, if that happens, call Bill. That's so important.
Right. And another one that seems kind of silly, but does cause a lot of family blowups, a lot of family drama, is, what happens if I can't drive anymore? You know, so it's important as the advisor, if you've got that relationship, you can become the neutral third party to help the family through those tough conversations and really act as a professional guide and a buffer for that whole situation.
You're right. Driving is such a big one. It's such a touchy subject. Nobody wants to lose their independence. And that can happen a variety of ways. It can happen just from aging. It can happen like it did for us with my father-in-law because of dementia. You've got to have the conversations while they're still able to say, what do you want us to do here? And then have a plan moving forward, because a little thing like that, if you don't discuss it up front, that can be really hard to navigate. So you may be thinking, gosh, this sounds like I'm going to be a therapist, or I would need to be an attorney to be able to do this. But you don't. You just have to be prepared.
Exactly. You guide the process, so you can help them organize documents, clarify the rules, set proper expectations, you know, create an agenda. And really, I think help keep things productive before with all the different shareholders involved.
Yeah, you're the facilitator, which clients love, because now they've got somebody that's helping them do what they've been putting off for years. They've got somebody helping them and mentally check the boxes for, here's all the things that are keeping me up at night. So the system that we put in place for you all to use is called Elephant in the Room. We launched it almost a year ago now. It has everything that you need: the checklist, the meeting agenda, the outline of questions, how you organize this. It's all there for you. So you're not trying to figure out how do I even get started with this?
Right. So let's also talk a little bit about just business for a second, because this isn't just a nice thing to do for your clients. It's also smart. It's a strategic play for your business as well.
Yeah. We talked about the generational retention. So that's obviously an important one. But retention with your existing clients go up, right? They're not going to leave you when you're the one that's guiding them through all of these things. Now your relationship isn't just, well, how are my investments performing? Because everybody's going to talk through that. But you're so much more to them than just that market performance investment advisor piece. Retention goes up, referrals go up. They're going to introduce you to the other people in their lives that are in a similar situation because they need help. Asset transfers are going to go up. You think they're going to go through all of these things and have any held away accounts that they don't want you helping them through? No. And that's what's creating those deeper relationships, which is always what we want for business.
You become irreplaceable is what happens. So it's not just you're their advisor, you become their family's advisor. And that's a totally different level right there.
Yeah. I think first question I would have if I was listening to this as an advisor, okay, I want to do it. You've convinced me, but what do I do? How do I even bring this up as something that we offer to clients? I would keep it very simple. This is something that you could do like in an annual review and just say, part of our job is helping families communicate their wishes and avoid stress later. We offer guided family meetings when you're ready. Would you like to explore that? And that's it. You just keep it simple. No pressure, no pitch, just an offering and some guidance on an option to move forward.
And since it's February, this fits perfectly for what we're doing.
Yeah, we just actually, we sent this out for our firm in our February newsletter. So it tied in great with the month of love. So think about if you're somebody that does kind of themed things, whether it's newsletters or webinars or drip emails, this gives people that preparation, the protection, the peace of mind. Think about how you want to incorporate it, because this would be a great month to do it.
And that resonates with clients, especially retirees, especially parents. So get it out there.
So here would be my challenge to you. If you're thinking, I should be doing this, don't let it be just another thing that is haunting you as something that you want to do but haven't done. Move forward with it.
Yeah. Pick five clients, just five, invite them to start this process and then see what happens.
I would almost guarantee that if you choose five people to offer this to, you're going to have a couple that take you up on it, and it is going to change your relationship with them. It's going to change your business relationship with them for sure, but it's going to deepen it on a personal level.
Yeah. When you help a family navigate not just money, but life in general, you win, they win, everyone wins. And you're exactly right. It really deepens those relationships.
So next step, if you want to take advantage of this, I would go out to your portal, go to Marketing Central. If you go to Marketing Systems, that's where all the big systems are. You're going to see Elephant in the Room. That's where the resources, the templates, the checklist to host family meetings, that's where they're all located. That's your first step.
Yes. And we're here to help you build better practices, better legacies. So give us a call if there's anything we can help with.
Yep, absolutely. We're always available to talk to this, help you feel really confident in how you're going to reach out, get those things in place for you. If you want any of the content customized, of course, Lusan can do that. If you're listening and you don't have access to any of this content yet because you're not working with Gradient yet, well, you can email us. That email address is theadvisorarena@gradientib.com. Just shoot us a message. Let us know, hey, this is something that I heard you guys talk about. I'm interested. I think I'd like to, you know, be able to offer this to my clients, and we'd be happy to help you get set up with that as well.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you, everybody. We appreciate you supporting us and listening to another episode. We will see you next week.